I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and our guest is Jordan Goldklang, who wears a T-shirt that says Bachelor of Magic, and indeed, when he graduates, he'll actually have that on his sheepskin from Indiana University.
Right, yeah.
I notice you have a deck of cards, and I wonder if you'd challenge me to pick a card, any card.
Since we're doing this over radio, no one can really see you pick the card, so I'm going to have you pick a card in your mind.
Okay.
I want you to just think of any card at all.
Got it.
You've got one?
Jordan, thanks very, very much for joining us. You decided to pursue the individual major program. You actually conferred with an earlier individual major success, Will Schwartz. And you found a couple of mentors. Who'd you get to help you out?
Well, the whole experience sort of happened almost magically itself. These mentors just came sort of out of nowhere. They just appeared. The first one was Rob Goldstone. When I first was thinking about entering the program, and I saw him talk before one of my classes. He was just giving a little demonstration of a magic trick and talking about the psychological influences of it. And the whole time I was sitting there, I thought, you know, this guy's the perfect person that I'm looking for. So I went up and I talked to him afterwards about the possibility of doing a magic major, and he was really excited about it. And he's the director of the cognitive science department here at IU. You know, I couldn't have planned it better.
And the other person came from quite a different field.
Right. The other one is Jeff Nelson, who's a French horn professor here. He's one of the greatest French horn professors in the world. But he also happens to be a magician, and he is very interested in performance technique and aspects of being a great performer, all of which apply directly not only to music but to magic and to any other type of performing arts. All right, I want you to change your mind now. Think of a completely different card. Forget the first one. Think of a new one.
Got it.
You've got a new one. Okay, so now you're thinking of a card that not even you thought you'd be thinking of. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
There's no possible way that I could know what it was.
I can understand your fascination, and I share it with magic, especially close-up magic, but how does this fit in with a college program?
A lot of people, even in the individualized major program when I went in, were a little bit skeptical. They weren't exactly sure how that was going to work, because most people's stereotypes of magic are cutting people in half and pulling rabbits out of hats, and obviously there's no classes at IU for those sorts of things. But there's a lot that goes into being a professional magician besides just the actual illusions in terms of psychology and, you know, the whole business of it. How do you turn it into a profession when you can make a living? And the whole theater aspect and performance and things like that. So I'm actually drawing heavily from the psychology and theater departments, as well as making some of my own courses, such as History of Magic, which I studied over at the Lilly Library, which, again, just happens to have a fantastic collection of magic books. And the curator of the books, Joel Silver, also happens to be interested in magic. And again, I found him just almost by magic. He just sort of appeared as I went over there one day, and someone said, hey, you know, Joel Silver, you should talk to him. So it worked out well. I have right in front of me a deck of cards, which earlier I've taken out one card and one card only, flipped it upside down so it's facing the wrong way, and placed it back into the deck. Now, for the radio audience, go ahead and name the card aloud.
Jack of Spades.
The Jack of Spades. Now, if you notice, I'm just going to go ahead and very carefully take the cards out of the box. And you can see, in fact, that there's one card right here that's facing the wrong way. All the other cards are facing upwards. Go ahead, take the card that's facing downwards, pull it out, turn it over, and what card is it?
It's the Jack of Spades. We've been talking with the great Giordini, great indeed, Indiana University's first magic major, Jordan Goldklang. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.